Good morning, church. Nice to see you today. May God continue to bless you and your family members. Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you so much for having us here today. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for your healing. And for those away from us, we ask for your blessing to be on them. We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit to move freely amongst us, come and dwell in each of our hearts. We pray for this pandemic spreading across our world, remembering all who have lost loved ones, and praying for those seriously ill at this time. May our congregation find new ways of living through this time. May we not forget our faith, but draw strength from it. So may our worship be heartfelt, our fellowship deepen, and our service increase. O Lord, bless our church Grey Friars. Please protect our church leaders and members from attack, and fill them with your vision. Strengthen their spirit and restore their souls through the work of your Holy Spirit. May they find rest in your loving care. Almighty God, equip us, challenge us, comfort us, teach us, and inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. Father, as we meet now, may we behold your beauty and encounter your grace. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jay Chol. So, Rosie, you've got something to share with us.
Oh my. Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see everyone on the video chat. And I hope you can all hear me well. And just like John said, if you do have children, then I should have sent you an email and you would know that you need to friend me on Facebook, and we will be having a Kids Zone video chat after the service. But now it's time for our kids talk. So I'm here outside because it might get a little bit messy. So I'm going to change my camera so you won't be able to see me anymore. And, oh, so. This time, I know a lot of us may be feeling worried or scared, and this kids talk is just reminding us about who we can turn to when we do feel worried or scared. So, this glass container here, can everyone see me?
Yes.
Okay, good. The glass container represents us, and so this is kind of like our heart, and when we're born, it is empty. And we are loved and created by God. Like every human, fear comes naturally into our lives, and we all know the feeling, and at times like this, we may feel even a little bit more worried. And so it comes naturally, and that is normal because we're human. When fear comes into us, it fills up our bodies, and we can't get it out. It doesn't feel very nice, and we all know that feeling. And it hangs around. We can't get it out unless we have something to push that fear out and to help us and to fill us up in a different way. And that's where Jesus comes in. So I've got some vinegar here, and this vinegar is like Jesus. And when we ask Jesus into our hearts, and when we pray every day for Jesus to fill us up and to fill us with his Holy Spirit, He fills us up. And as he fills us up, he pushes fear out of our hearts and out of our lives. The fear that lives inside of us, very cool. The fear that lives inside us, Jesus pushes out and he helps us to overcome it. He helps us to get fear out of our lives. Now, even though lots of the fear was pushed out, there's still some in there. And we're still human and we still do feel fear. And that's why we need to ask Jesus every day to fill us with his Holy Spirit and to fill our hearts with love and peace, that we know that he will carry us through this time. Mm-hmm. And so every day we need to pray and ask Jesus to fill us. And yet again, he will push the fear out of our hearts and fill us with his love. So one way that we can do this, we'll just appreciate the science experiment there. And so one way we can do this is by praying every day. So I thought we could all pray. And even though you are on mute, you could say this prayer together so that we know we're all praying it, even if we can't hear you. So, dear God, we come to you in this time of change. We ask that when our hearts feel fear, that our immediate response will be to call on you. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would fill our hearts with peace and you would flush out all fear as you fill our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you. I don't know, do we say, don't try this at home? Okay. So what I'll do now is I will ask Hannah to bring to us our readings. So Hannah, we'll cross over to you.
Wonderful. Okay. Have I become unmuted?
Yes, we hear you.
Perfect. Wonderful. So our first reading today comes from Proverbs 4, 5 to 13. And it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I will instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. And our second reading today comes from Ephesians 1, 15 to 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, the incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he has exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. For above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is ever invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head of everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Hannah. It's so good to be able to hear God's word being read to us, and to know that that is a word that will nourish us in our hearts and in our spirits. In Proverbs we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." So in recent days, we've had an avalanche of news about COVID-19. A lot of other things in the news that had been really important up till then, climate change and plastics in the environment, those things seem to have been swept to one side, at least for a moment. And COVID is the big news. And so around the world, we see our world leaders standing up and giving daily briefings, encouraging people to stay at home, to keep good distance away from each other when they're in public. And we've seen some of those world leaders themselves have caught the COVID disease. I wonder how you have been coping with all of this, and particularly in your own bubble. How are things for you? How are things for your family? What have you put in place to be able to keep in contact with friends and family? And what are the worries and the concerns that are on your hearts? And of course, for some, we've been setting up offices at home, scuttling around before the lockdown came into place, and trying to get everything organized and have the things at home that we need to set up our office. And for some who are students, perhaps you have concerns about your studies, how you will continue to learn, and what might happen with the exams that you may have been postponed for you. So how do we cope with this? How do we do things in our lives when our world has changed so dramatically and the world is in such flux? Well, one thing that I want to encourage you to do is perhaps to read a psalm and also to read from Proverbs. One day read a psalm, another day perhaps read a chapter or a portion of the Proverbs. We find that the psalms will give us comfort. Oftentimes there will be songs of praise that have been useful in other generations, things that people have used to lift their voices to God. And so they will speak to us intimately. And with Proverbs, well, the Proverbs may speak to our minds and also help us to think about how it is that we're going to live. We may be more familiar with the Psalms. And of course, many of us will know the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." And we have that wonderful picture of our Lord as this good shepherd who will lead us and guide us and help us. And some of us, of course, will also know Psalm 121, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the hills. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord." And these psalms can really help us and bring us comfort, especially when we know and we understand that also in the Old Testament that we read, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And don't we at times like this really need the Good Shepherd to be alongside us and to know that underneath us are these everlasting arms of God? Well as the Psalms, we need the Proverbs. Some of you may have on your refrigerator a list, a shopping list that you're making for when you go out, the things that you need. Well, perhaps on that list, you should also put wisdom. More than ever now, we truly need wisdom. And the scripture that was read to us says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. So even if it costs you everything you have, get wisdom, because it's worth it. As I was reading that through, it reminds me in some ways of the old boxing matches with Muhammad Ali. Wisdom is supreme. This is the supreme thing. This will crown your heads. And the ancient Hebrew people prized wisdom and saw it as a crown. Of course, in the New Testament, when you begin to look, you will see that that says a lot about wisdom also. And so Paul wrote, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And today we need wisdom more than ever. Today we need to apply wisdom in our lives, in our thinking, and in the decisions that we make. It might surprise you to know that around the time of the early church, some of the pagans who were looking in on Christianity but not understanding it, who were thinking about Christianity still from their own perspective, thought that Christians had two gods, Anastasis and Sophia. So Anastasis means resurrection. And of course, the Christians were speaking so much about the resurrected Lord Jesus. And so those looking on from the outside thought Anastasis must be one of their gods. But also they were speaking a lot about wisdom. And so they also thought wisdom, Sophia, must be the female partner of this other god, Anastasis. Paul prayed that people would have wisdom. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. And we can imagine, as Paul and other Christians were also speaking about these Old Testament words about wisdom, she will protect you, love her, and she will watch over you, that when they spoke about the Holy Spirit, that some in the community around them may well have thought that they were talking about this god, Sophia, the female deity, the partner of the god Anastasis. And so why stress wisdom at the start of this lockdown? Of course, because we need wisdom. We need wisdom in our lives at all times, and particularly we need wisdom now. Without wisdom, we might simply lean on our own understanding and find ourselves being tossed around on a sea of fear and doubt, so fixated by these dreadful news headlines that we keep seeing and hearing about each day, that we begin to lose sight of God and what truly matters. I want for a moment to contrast fear and wisdom. Just as Rosie was saying, fear can grip our lives, and it can fill our lives, and it can take a hold of our lives. Fear says, panic buy, get what you want now, get it immediately. Make sure you get as much as you can. But wisdom says, just buy what you need. Listen to sound advice. Ensure you leave some for others. You see, fear will cloud our vision, while wisdom will help us to see more clearly. Fear will cause us to panic, the fight or flight response. But wisdom will say to us, stay calm, trust in God, know that God is here with you and for you. Fear will feed our anxiety, but wisdom will listen to the word of God, which says to us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And what we need at the moment from our Good Shepherd is that sense that he is in control, that he is bringing us to the place he wants us to be, that he is giving us his peace. So we've got a decision to make, and it's up to us to decide. We're now in this lockdown. What will we do with our time? Will we gain wisdom? Or will we simply seek to entertain ourselves? I encourage you to think about this, because from what I've heard on the radio and other places, it seems like people, the most important thing for them in some ways is to find a box set of TV programs to watch. I'm not saying don't watch TV. Of course, we'll find some things to do there with our time. But wouldn't it be really bad if at the end of this lockdown, all we've really managed to do is to entertain ourselves? Wouldn't it be much better if we had been able to learn something, to gain wisdom, perhaps to read a Christian book? And of course, Elizabeth is putting stuff out there for you where you can download or connect in with the Auckland Library, if you're able, with your library card, to be able to read and to learn and to grow. Or perhaps you have some Christian books at home to delve into, or something you can download on your device from whoever, Amazon or whoever you might look at. As we read earlier, Paul said, make the most of every opportunity. And this is an opportunity for us. The King James Version translates this, redeem the time. So how are you going to redeem the time while you're in lockdown? So as we go into this week ahead, I want to encourage you again. Read a psalm that will lift your heart and give you a sense of praising God. But also perhaps read a portion of the Proverbs that will help you to gain an understanding. Remember, this week, speak wisely, live wisely, remember to trust in the Lord and not to lean on our own understanding. Let's take a moment to pray together. Let's pray. Lord, we know that you are God. And in the midst of much upheaval, we know that you are good. We know that you can be trusted. And so, Lord, rather than leaning on our own understanding, we choose to lean on you. We pray again for our family and our friends, for those who we love. And we ask, Lord, that you would watch over each one of us, protect us, and keep us safe. Lord, help us through the internet or through phoning each other to be able to stay in contact, to show our love and care in new ways. And Lord, we pray that you would unite us as a church, for where two or three are gathered in your name, and we certainly are, Lord, we know that you are with us and that you will continue to be with us. All this we pray in your wonderful name. Amen.